You're listening to the Skincare Teacher Beauty Tip Show, episode number one. Hey everyone, welcome to the Skincare Beauty Tip Show, brought to you by thebeautybusiness.com.au. In this show, you will discover skincare and beauty tips that absolutely work. I'm Jana Elston, a qualified beauty therapist, skincare educator and blogger, and I will share with you expert insights into the beauty treatments that will absolutely transform your skin. So tune in each week to learn how to look after your skin and improve various skin conditions, including acne, aging, or pigmentation. So for my first episode, I'm going to share with you the most important beauty tip ever. Stay tuned. Hello, thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Jana Elston, and I'm really excited to bring you today's episode because in this first episode, I will share with you perhaps the most important beauty skincare tip of all. Are you ready? Here it goes. Your skin has a memory. In 10, 20, 30 years from now, your skin will show the results of how it was treated today. So please, treat it kindly and with respect. Did you like that? Okay, this is my reasoning. I believe in long-term skin health. I also know that our skin cells are constantly learning and gathering information for future generations. Science shows that how you treat your body will be remembered by your cells and important information will be stored in your cells' DNA. This is only natural so that your body and your skin can respond faster to environmental changes and adapt. It's all about self-preservation. So when I advise people to be gentle with their skin, it's not only about how they care for their skin every day. For example, don't use harsh products that make your skin red and uncomfortable. It is also about the treatments they use to get the results faster. We are so impatient these days. We want results like yesterday. All the neglect and damage we have done in our earlier years, we simply want the effects of that gone immediately. But sadly, this is not how the skin works. You can't lose weight overnight. You can't get fit overnight. You can't remove pigmentation overnight. And you can't get rid of wrinkles or blackheads or open pores or acne overnight. It's just biology. Your skin needs time to correct itself. It needs time to purge and to rejuvenate. So when you choose to do high-intensity clinical skin treatments to accelerate the results, they often come with side effects, and these need to be managed well for long-term skin health. Your skin will show you when your skin cells are under stress. It will become red, inflamed, hot, swollen, angry-looking, itchy, burning, and stinging. And when it's really suffering, it will break out, develop into a rash, or the skin cells will simply die off and peel off. So when you undergo high-intensity treatments that cause skin inflammation, it is absolutely critical you manage this well. You need to get that inflammation down as soon as possible. The longer your skin stays red, sore, and uncomfortable, the more tissue inflammation causes free radicals, causing long-term damage and accelerating aging. You may see good results now, but long-term your skin will suffer because your cells will remember. So listen to your therapist when they recommend use specific product post-care. It's an investment into a healthy skin. Be sure to use anti-inflammatory and skin-repairing skincare post-clinical treatments for your long-term skin health. Best results are achieved with patience. Carefully managing your skin over time allowing your skin to recover. This means don't do peels or microdermabrasion every week. Do them every second week. Don't do laser skin rejuvenation again until your skin has completely recovered. And don't keep on having strong peels, skincare with AHAs or retinoids and infinitum. Once your skin has improved, move on to other actives such as antioxidants, cell communicating actives, vitamin C and peptides to continue treatments and maintain results. The tools beauty therapists use to deliver great results in clinics are very exciting, but it's very important that pre and post care is managed very well. Look after your skin, and your skin will look great not only now, but in the future when it really counts. In the news this week, from the Cornell College of Veterinary Medicine, scientists believe they've identified the gene responsible for skin cancer. So when you go out in the sun, your skin turns brown. And the reason your skin turns brown is because skin cells in our skin called melanocytes produce a pigment called melanin, which turns the skin brown. Now, did you know that melanoma is a cancer of the skin pigment cells called melanocytes? Some melanomas originate from pre-existing moles, but for the rest, scientists did not know how they formed until now. Cornell researchers have discovered that when melanocyte stem cells accumulate a sufficient number of genetic mutations, they can become the cells where these cancers originate. In summary, they believe they've identified the gene responsible for melanomas. And this can be explored in the future and could be a way that scientists can prevent melanomas from happening in the future. I hope you enjoyed my first episode. If you have any comments or would like to share your own experience about skincare, share your thoughts in the comments. For more beauty, skincare tips and advice, visit my blog, thebeautybusiness.com.au. So it's all one word, thebeautybusiness.com.au. And if you would like to learn more about skin and skincare, join my Facebook group, The Beauty Business Students. Again, it's all one word, The Beauty Business Students. Thank you again for joining me. Be sure to tune in each week to discover the latest beauty news and trends and to learn how to look after your skin better. So until next time, think long-term skin health. How can you care for your skin for the long term? Have a fabulous week. Bye for now.